Now let's lead off with an unusual development in next year's election, a McLean County Board candidate who's a convicted felon. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker has more.
The felony is not a small one. It's attempted murder. Democrat Nathan Chico Russo was sentenced to 24 years in prison back in 1995 for a gang-related shooting. Russo was 18 years old at the time. He pleaded guilty. Media reports indicate prosecutors cited an extensive juvenile criminal record at sentencing. The sentence was 6 years less than the maximum, but 18 years above the minimum. The victim in the case said he thought Russo shot him because the victim had dropped out of the Latin Kings street gang some years before. Now Russo is running in District 8 to represent downtown and the west side of Bloomington. Russo says he is asking voters to consider who he is now, not then.
I made a mistake. I look back on it every day. It's like, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. And I was young and impressionable, you know. I'd done my time. It's over with. And now I'm just here trying to be a positive force in my community here on the west side of Bloomington.
The first question is, can he do that? City council candidates with felony criminal records can run for office, but they can't be sworn in. But that's for a home rule municipality, such as Bloomington or Normal. For candidates at the county level, there are different rules. And Matt Dietrich of the State Board of Elections says sheriff and state's attorney candidates can't have records.
But other than that, county officers can have a felony conviction and still be elected and serve. It's different for municipal officers, but sheriff and state's attorney are the only explicitly prohibited ones with felony convictions.
Russo is running for the seat being vacated by Carlo Robustelli. He's a member of the Laborers Union and a Democratic Precinct Committee member. Russo's opponent in the primary next March is Leah Klein. Klein is an associate professor of art history at Illinois State University. She has served as an election judge and polling coordinator. She is chair of the Bloomington Historic Preservation Commission and also lives on the west side of Bloomington. Klein says she won't highlight her opponent's criminal record, but it matters.
I think that the conviction and the behavior that led to that conviction are relevant, but also are everything that he has done in his life since then are relevant.
Klein says picking out one thing in a life is probably not fair. Russo says he is more than his youth, and his background can offer something new to the county board.
I've been on social services in this neighborhood from when I was a kid. I came from a low-income home over here. I dare say that nobody on the county board or any of the candidates that are running can bring that type of material to the county board. I feel like my experiences on both sides of the fence makes me a valuable asset to the county board and to the voters.
Leah Klein says she will leave it up to voters whether Russo's path since his release has redeemed him.
I'm not sure elected office is necessarily the path to redemption. I think that what he has done with his life then should be looked at.
The McLean County Democratic Party is trying to stay out of this one. The party chair is Eric Rankin, who says Mr. Russo is, to our understanding, legally entitled to run for public office. In doing so, we support all candidates in their run for public office, and it will be up to the voters in District 8 to select the candidate they believe best represents their interests. I'm Charlie Schlenker.